go, 6:02. Time for a little bit of sports.
Well, first I need to start off by saying I'm very sad, but I'm kind of glad it got canceled because of the weather. The flyover today.
Oh, we're going to reenact it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry. We're going to reenact it in the studio. I got paper airplanes, and I got my Proud to Be American Music League Greenwood.
Oh, good. Because
we'll make it work.
You know, I was really sad for a minute. I was like, hey, I was looking forward to that today.
No. It's fine. You're going to reschedule it, so don't be sad.
I know.
But here's the thing. I don't want to watch them when it's raining. I'd rather they reschedule and come here when it's 73 and sunny.
Well, I know, because I told you I want to lay on my lawn.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
Okay.
So, moving on. Oh, so the Canadian Football League, I thought this was kind of interesting. Unless they get a $30 million bailout from the Canadian Gap, they're going to have to cancel their whole entire season. And they're not alone. There's more and more sports leagues around, like, the country, the world, that are just, like, no more sports.
The odds, there was a discussion yesterday. I know, Ryan, we've been kind of busy behind the scenes working on some stuff, but we'll get that posted. The Bob Nightingale story from USA Today.
Mm.
Another thing that's been floated is a 100-game season for baseball, but it would be split up into three divisions. So the American League and the National League East, the American League and the National League Central would combine to be one division, and the AL and NL West.
Right, and the Tigers would be in the Central with the Cubbies and the White Sox.
And you only play teams in that division. That's
you know what? I'd rather them just cancel the whole season and wait till next year than that, because that's ruining it for me.
Bringing it back to you, huh?
Know,
what
I'm
about
being,
the 3 million? A little,
you know what,
little
I'm
needy
being,
this morning, okay?
I am very needy
good
today.
God, I'm sad about the airplanes and I don't like baseball. We're not American. Come on now. No.
No, I love
it'll
baseball.
Work.
You know
it'll
that
work. 100 games. They're going to speed the. They're going to use this to sneak in some things that they wanted to change in baseball. For example, no visits to the mound at all.
I'm okay with that.
If you go to the mound, they're gone. They're going to make doubleheaders if this goes through, 7 innings instead of 9. And they're going to use the robots for balls and strikes. Anything else grouchy?
I'm not being grouchy. I'm just a baseball purist. And if you're not going to keep the game the way that it is, then don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd rather they screw up the calls than have it where it's correct?
Yeah, that's part of the game. I love when there's like fights and all kinds of arguments
there's still plenty of those.
And the skippers get thrown out. I mean, that's what makes it baseball.
Sports brought to you by.
Get off my lawn.
No, I.
Good God.
You know, all right. Oh, so the Lions have agreed to terms with 7 undrafted free agents.
Hate undrafted free agents. If you're good enough to go to college, you should be in the NFL. I don't want them in there.
Okay, that's
is that
how,
good.
They, okay. You know, that's perfect.
Right.
That was a
Bunch
great of, impersonation.
So losers can't even get a degree.
I know. You know, just go home and get off my lawn.
Get a haircut.
And then. Oh, there was something else, too. Oh, the Red Wings. They signed a Swedish free agent.
If you're not an American player, I don't want you on our team.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because half the hockey.
We have never gotten anyone out of Europe. Name one player we've got out of Europe that's any good.
Okay.
Go ahead. Name one. Lidstrom, Fedorov.
I know.
Datsyuk.
Yeah, we can't say that about hockey.
Zetterberg.
So that's, yeah.
That's it. Anything else? Mm. Any complaint about it? Your grass is growing too fast because it's raining this morning?
No, actually, it looks really good.
Oh, you see? There you go. All right, we found some of the grouch here. Oh, by the way, here's something to be happy about this morning.
Yes.
The asteroid passed by at 5:56 a.m. It's when it got closest to Earth, the giant planet killer, and it went right by. It's 3.9 million miles.
Well, we didn't die at 5:56, so today's a great day.
You see? Doesn't matter.
Get off my lawn!
Blue Angels would have probably ran into the damn things.
We all need some fun these days, so let's play Battle of the Burbs all morning. It's Battle of Burbs, Wednesday in Big Jim's house. We'll get players next.
So, you've decided to go to college. That's cool. So, pop quiz. Which is a better way to earn your degree? Commute to college and fill your gas tank, get stuck in traffic, drive and...
Round of Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. We'll play every hour, 6, 7, and 8 o'clock. Bob Seger, the remastered Against the Wind on vinyl, CD, and the koozie up for grabs every hour. Got our players on the phone. Y'all ready to do this?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are so awake.
Nay.
For being stupid o'clock, I'm proud of you. All right. Here's how it's going to go down. We have Tracy representing the east side, Chuck the west side, Mike downriver. Tracy, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Chuck, you'll yell out west. Mike, you'll yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you. And you only get one guess per question, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Eve Plum is 62 years old today. She played Jan with hair of gold like her mother. She was the middle child on this TV show.
Wes.
Mike. I mean, Chuck.
Brady Bunch.
Sorry. Of a lovely lady who sold Wesson oil.
Well, yeah, she sold Wesson oil, and Alice was selling cocaine out of there. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the meat guy was her drug dealer.
Al?
Oh, yeah. His real name was Alfonso. He would come up from Mexico. Oh, yeah, everybody knows that one. It was a narcos. Question number two. Michelle Pfeiffer is also 62 years old today. She played the character Elvira Hancock, who was Al Pacino's love interest in this 80s drug mob movie.
East.
Tracy.
Starfy.
There you go.
Say hello to my little friend, eh?
Okay. There we go, man.
Question number three. In 1992, Sir Mix-a-Lot's song Baby Got Back was the number one song on the charts, and this song about the weather from Guns N' Roses had the honor of being number two.
East.
Tracy.
November Rain.
Job, Eastside.
Little fact about that, by the way. That is the longest song to ever chart on the Billboard charts. It was 8 minutes and 52 seconds.
November Rain. Nice.
Yeah.
You're just full of facts this morning.
I'm
well
full
played.
Of crap, but still.
Hey, man, not wrong with that. Tracy, okay, you've got Bob Seger, the remastered Against the Wind on vinyl and CD, and the Bob Seger koozie. Good job.
Congratulations.
Oh, see, we're being polite on a Wednesday. Mike, Chuck, thank you guys so much for playing. Tracy, well done.
Okay,
you and
thanks.
Hold on.
Yes.
It is Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, so we got two more rounds, 7:20 and 8:20.
Okay.
So we'll get players next hour and the hour after that. So you guys can come back and play again,
hey,
too.
Just so I need to hear it again, just to make myself feel better today. Tracy, represent.
Eastside.
Nice job, Eastside. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs, heard only in Big Jim. So let's celebrate them this Mother's Day. Text the keyword MOM to 248-398-9279 to enter them for a $50 Viviano's Flower gift card. Thanks, Mom.
Say thanks to all the essential workers. You can call us and just do that. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
What?
Every time you play this music, I got to hear Ryan's UFO theories.
No, I'm on board with them in this one.
Okay.
This one. So this footage was released. We'd heard about it for a couple of years. About these military pilots that had spotted these UFOs whipping around. So the military decided we got to release this stuff. So they did it. This is audio of military pilots seeing stuff. By the way, if you want to see it, text us. The keyword is
house.
Right. Oh, my gosh, dude. Wow. Look at the fire. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Oh, that thing, dude.
Okay. There's a lot going on in these videos. You hear them, but the way they're reacting.
I wouldn't be laughing, first off, if I just saw like a bunch of aliens flying by.
Allegedly. But it's hard to explain. And these are military pilots are going like, I don't know what that is because that ain't a plane.
You have to get
excited. Planes don't do that.
If you're a military pilot and you see that, you got to get excited. That's like
one of the videos you see them using
rare.
Whatever their fire control stuff is. They actually track the thing, and it takes the guy forever to catch up to it. Just to track it skimming across the water.
Well, and there's a point in it, too, where they have it in the radar blips. You said, like, every second, you know, it blips to be able to pick up the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing was in the radar. Within the next blip, it was gone. So it took it a second
to get
out of the radar.
It's pretty wild. But here's the theory. If you are ever going to float and really just release and maybe kind of acknowledge that there are things out there whipping around, UFOs that we can't explain, during the middle of the coronavirus would be the perfect time to do it because it's not going to be the headline.
Oh, 100%.
Just float it, man. Just stick it out there and you'd be good to go.
I was telling you this yesterday. I think me and Joe Rogan were the only ones that said, hey, guys, wait a minute. Make sure you check out this story today.
Okay.
Don't let this one get lost.
Okay,
Ryan. You lose some people when you go, me and Joe Rogan. No,
yeah.
Honestly, Rogan had that guy on a couple months
Favor.
Ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Commander Favor, man. That's he's in that video.
You're driving to work right now. You're getting up in the morning. Whatever you're doing, here's some. We were talking about this at home yesterday. What would it take to convince people that aliens were real? What would it take?
It needs to come in the damn studio and shake my hand and be like, hi, nice to meet you.
You wouldn't believe it. You'd think it was somebody in a suit. Seriously, if we had an... I'm with you. I'm like, well, someone comes up and shakes my hand. You don't know. We don't believe it. I really don't know what would it take.
With social distancing right now,
I was
going to
say, nobody's shaking your hand.
That wouldn't work. So...
It can stand 6 feet apart and wave.
Well, they have those 6 foot long fingers. They could do that. Yeah, seriously, though. Check out this video. And we don't get into this whole conspiracy thing for you, Ryan. I know a lot of people, we kind of bust your chops about it, but... This actually kind of makes sense. If you feel like you gotta release the videos, now would be the time to do it.
And that favor, I listened to that guy Commander Favor do a podcast a while ago, and he said, "Wait." And this was probably 4 months ago. He said, "Wait a couple of months, and you'll start seeing things are going to start really changing."
Okay.
And then release it. Perfect time, though. You're right, man.
All right. Keyword house. We'll send it right to your phone, and then the aliens will come to your house. It is our Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Does that sound weird or is that just me?
No, it sounds weird. What the hell?
I don't know. Hold on, let me turn. How about now? Any different?
No.
Okay, hold on. I don't know. You sound great. Hey, Ryan, come here.
That is so weird. It sounds like you sound like a Howard Cosell, the sports announcer.
1924.
There you go.
Detroit Tigers.
There you go.
Hold on, is that working there?
Hello.
Hold on.
What was that?
I was just seeing if it was this. Okay, well, that's a new one.
Man, we had some gremlins.
We're
like,
going to go to the phone thing here, though.
Crazy.
Hold on. Everybody loves the margarine. Let's go to the phones. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, we have our three players. We have Charles representing the west side, Pat downriver, and Art the east side. Charles, if you know the answer, you will yell out west. Pat, you'll yell out down. Art, you'll yell out east. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you. You only get one guess per question, okay?
Yeah, cool. Okay,
yeah, don't answer until you're called upon, too. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, don't. If you even think about it, don't do it.
I'm going to come through the phone at you.
We're going to have a little hand slap, right?
Joking.
Get that.
Wow.
Okay, I know.
No, I'm not trying to be aggro today.
Love Wednesday. All right, here we go.
All right, question number one. 20 songs in the Billboard Top 40, but no number one for this band, whose highest ranking song was Don't Bring Me Down. It hit number one in 1979.
Whoa, down.
That would be Pat.
That would be ELO.
Well played.
Correct.
We would have taken Electric Light Orchestra, too. Okay, question number two. Freddie Mercury was supposed to record an entire album of duets with this artist, known as the King of Pop, but Freddie bailed because...
Down.
Down.
Pat for the win.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
To finish that, though, Freddie bailed on Michael because Michael kept bringing his llama in the studio.
Makes sense.
Nice.
And then he actually recorded with the llama and got Michael out of there. Everyone would have been, I want to.
You know what's funny about that is I believe that. Like, I can totally see Michael walking up with the llama on a leash like, hi.
So, Pat, do you want a llama or the Bob Seger vinyl?
Oh, I'll take the Bob Seger, please.
What play? Good answer.
Yeah, llamas are a lot of work, and they spit on people.
Right. Michael Bob. Same thing.
Yeah. He also had a monkey, too, Bumbles.
Look at you with the Michael Jackson factoid of the day.
Well, would you rather have a llama or a monkey in your studio?
Well, I'd take the monkey. That would be cool.
Okay.
Until it throws poop at you.
Okay. Poor Charles and Art are like, what the hell is going on? Hey, guys, we're going to play again at 8:20, so we'll get players around 8:10. One more round of Battle of the Burbs Live, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Charles, Art, thank you guys so much for playing. We do really do appreciate it. Pat, you need to represent.
Downriver.
There you go, Downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Alexa may not be able to do everything you want her to do.
Alexa, buy toilet paper.
How about you wipe your own ass?
Alexa?
House money coming up at 8 o'clock. A chance to win $500. We do it 7 times a day. All you got to do is you put the keyword in, which we will give to you at 8 o'clock, but you got to get signed up for the app first.
Yeah, if you don't have the app, it's actually really cool because then you can listen on the go wherever you're at.
Right.
You just text the keyword cash to 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link for either Android or iPhone. You download it, and as Jim mentioned, we give you a word. You put it in the app, and you can walk away with money.
$500, man. Nothing wrong with that. House money at 8. Okay. Everyone remembers a maid of honor speech. If you've ever been to a wedding, I would assume most people listening right now have been to a wedding sometime in their life. The maid of honor gets up there and gives a wonderful speech at the reception. Now, a member of our show is getting married in November. Who's the maid
hopefully,
of honor?
Yeah.
What do you mean, hopefully?
See what happens, man, if we can have weddings.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about
that. You can still get married. I just can't do it there.
Yeah, I don't want anybody wearing a face mask at my wedding, though.
You know what, though? You'd save a lot of money with social distancing. You wouldn't have to feed people or anything.
Yeah, you can eliminate, like, half the tables.
I know.
She's got a point. So there's a guy who went on TikTok and read every woman giving the maid of honor speech. Now, you said this is real audio. I think this is the dude in a woman's voice.
Oh, I see. I think it's real. It's an actual speech because he does it on TikTok, and you can see that he's lipping it, I think. But
you got to watch it because the guy's wearing a bridesmaid gown, and he's got a lot of chest hair and a lot of beard.
He looks like Elsa. That's an Elsa dress.
It is, and it's disturbing, but it's still, like, awesome.
But a wonderful speech. So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you every maid of honor speech at every wedding reception ever.
I never would have thought that the girl that I decided to sit next to that very first day in Mr. Cooley's 7th grade science class would become one of my best friends. We have been through everything together, from all of our annual Friday night sleepovers to the many weekends spent away at dance competitions to the many, many margaritas drank at the Dirty Dip in college. Daniel is perfect. He's everything I could ever imagine for you and more. He's tall, he's handsome, he has a pulse, and he's a boy. The love you share for each other inspires me each and every passing day. As I stand here today, as your best friend and maid of honor, I can't help but think back to that little girl in Mr. Cooley's 7th grade science class who always dreamed of the day she would marry her Prince Charming. Well, babe, that day is today. So if everybody could please join me in raising a toast to the new Mr. and Mrs. Kaczynski and wish them their happily ever after. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, I think you're right, dude. That is a lip sync.
Yeah, it's
That's
a real
a lip sync. Wow. That was a real speech.
Wow.
That's going to be Heidi's sister, man. She's going to be balling the whole time.
We'll send it to your phone, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
House.
Toilet paper for your ears.
My.
Okay, that's just weird. Detroit's classic rock, 94.7 WCSX.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
It's XB Jim's House, 753. House money on the way. Your chance to win $500. Hang with us. We'll tell you all about it in just a second here. Hey, look what I found here.
Everyone from Florida.
Florida story.
Everyone from Florida.
I haven't had one of these in a while.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them, my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Let's go to Clearwater, Florida. Christina Zuquith was arrested for assaulting her boyfriend. They got an argument before Christina attacked her partner with a pen and chased him from the home. We don't know what they were fighting about. She then threw something and bruised her boyfriend's elbow. She was charged with assault and battery. He claims that she bruised his elbow with a candy cane.
Okay, it's...
How big is the candy cane to cause a bruise?
Well, it doesn't have to be that big. Think about it. It's April, and candy canes come from Christmas. That thing was stale.
I don't think they're ever not stale. I don't think those things... You're a good point, but still, you whip... So... All the engineers out here in the Motor City can figure this out today. Don't worry. Just figure this out. How hard does this candy cane have to be going to cause a bruise, A, and how big was this? Can't you get giant, big-ass candy canes?
You can get
canes?
Big ones, yeah, just like you can Easter bunnies and all that, so.
Maybe she shot it out of a T-shirt cannon.
Well, that's where apparently, no, she threw it. We know that. She threw the candy cane so hard it bruised his elbow.
Which MLB team is jumping on to sign her? throwing candy canes 95 miles an hour. Think about a baseball.
Starting pitcher for the Tigers.
That's right. Hey, man.
She could fit into the lineup. People will know her better.
She also hit him in. She also hit him. Oh, she hit him on the tailbone.
Oh.
With it as well. Yeah, they said he was a candy ass. Long way to go to get there. All right.
You know what, though, in all honesty, how many other people are beating the hell out of each other right now?
Candy cane violence is up 73% in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
Because
okay.
You're stuck with somebody.
That or this guy is a little bitch.
I wish I had somebody.
Who wants $500?
This money is our ticket to the good life. Starting now.
So, you got my money?
First keyword of the day for Big Jim's house money coming up next.
Flagstar Bank's human interest rate is the interest in their customers that inspires their banking solutions. Flagstar, the power of the human interest rate. Learn more and find a brand.
In Big Jim's house.
For Battle of the Burbs Wednesday for the Bob Seger Against the Wind remastered vinyl and CD. Everybody ready to roll?
All right.
Here we go.
All righty, we got our three players. We have Aaron representing Downriver, Al the West Side, Kathy the East Side. Aaron, if you know the answer, you will yell out Down. Al, you'll yell out West. Kathy, you will yell out East. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you. You only get one guess per question, okay?
Okay.
Right, here we go. Question number one. 59 years ago, ABC showed the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat for the very first time with this TV show.
West.
West!
That would be Al.
Al!
Wide World of Sports.
Well done. Yeah.
You think about it, we took way too much joy in that dude just getting crushed on that ski jump when he went off the side. Every week for 30 years, we watched this dude. That's all he became known for was the dude
who got crunched.
Yeah, way before Jackass, we had that guy.
I know, right?
That's what he was. All right, West Side with one. Right? Question number two. 37 years ago, Stephen King published this book about a possessed car.
East.
Kathy.
Oh, my gosh. I know her name. I'm picturing the car. I was just thinking about it the other day.
She's sitting in the parking lot outside.
I'm really concerned why you were thinking
gosh,
about that.
Oh, my gosh. I can picture her. My husband loves that movie.
We're only on till 10.
Oh, I am so sorry. I'm blanking out.
That's okay.
Who was that, Brian?
Sally, no.
What?
I was thinking it, but with the car.
Yeah, that's not it. Yeah.
Al. I can picture her now.
Sorry. Al, go ahead for the win.
Carrie.
No.
Not Carrie.
Oh.
Aaron,
you want to take a go?
Hello? No, I don't have a guess.
It's Christine.
Christine.
Oh. It's currently sitting out in our parking lot.
It is, Christine.
No, my car is possessed. We were talking about it the other day. It just shuts off by itself.
It does. And it smashes the guys who have slick back hair into walls. Really weird car. All right, question number three. Here we go.
2 years ago, the TV show Gunsmoke was surpassed as the highest episode count of any TV show by this Fox cartoon family.
West.
Al for the win.
Down. I'm thinking.
Okay, Al. Dave Dahmer coming in next. Come down. On, Al. You got to give an answer.
Okay. Five, four.
That's okay.
Three.
All right.
Two. Kathy.
Down. Kathy, what's the answer?
Oh, I had it.
Kathy.
Simpsons.
There you go. What are you doing?
You know what's interesting is the Simpsons have 660 episodes total.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Al Jean, local guy. Southfield, right? One of the EPs.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to remember that answer for the rest of your life, Al. Okay, tiebreaker question. Here we go. It's been rescheduled, but today the Blue Angels and this group of fighter pilots were supposed to fly over Detroit and honor the essential workers. The Blue Angels and another group of fighter pilots. What was the other group?
I think we all just went back to bed this morning.
Give you guys a clue? It rhymes with what's the word?
It's also a car.
Language. Okay.
Mustang?
Sorry. Not a Mustang. Nope. That wasn't it.
Should I just give out the answer?
Oh. West.
Al, what is it?
West. Flying Thunderbird.
We had Down, East, and West. Yay!
Got our balance for today. You got the Bob Seger vinyl and CD against the wind. All right, man. You got to give us a West Side.
West Side.
Thank you guys for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Way to go, West Side.
Yes!
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Big Jim here. Wanted to let you know that Big Jim's house money is back, and we're hoping this money can help some of you get through the tough times ahead. So 7 times a day, Monday through Friday. Here and be there. Ryan and Ange. Okay. Quick shout out to our friend Emma. Emma is the COO. Emma Velasco is the COO at Eastern Market. Yesterday was the drive-thru market. Went down there after the show. There's a video up if you want to see what it's like up on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. Over 300 people went through there yesterday.
It's so cool. And we talked to the marketing director, was it last week, I do believe?
Yep.
About, because they have the Saturday boxes, the fruit and vegetable boxes. And I had mentioned to you, I'm like, I want to do the Tuesday thing because it's like a drive-thru shopping.
But come on!
Well, you brought me muffins.
We got a trick. We figured out a trick. Here's the deal. I'll help you guys out. They're going to do it again next Tuesday. And you get to actually, you drive up Shed Randolph, up to Shed 5. You turn right. They got it all marked off. And then you go through there. And you can actually, they'll give you a list. And you just pick out what you want. Everything from fresh fruit, vegetables, chicken. I bought a bag of chicken tenders from Capital Poultry. My kids mauled it last night. Anyway, here's the deal. People are saying the lines are too long. Well, they line up before when it opens at 9. Totally makes sense. You want to get in there. Wait about an hour. About 10:30, there's a little bit of lull because it goes from like 9 to 3. And then it won't take you that long.
So to be fashionably late.
Right. Absolutely. So plan on 9:30. Get there at 10:30.
Another hack, too. You can go on the Eastern Market website prior. And they show you a list of all the vendors participating, and you can actually look at the list and fill it out prior.
Yeah, and if you don't fill it out, because it's funny you mentioned that, because we had it here in the studio yesterday before we went down there, and they'll hand you another copy if you don't want it. But, I mean, if you didn't have one printed out. But, yeah, really cool thing. Eastern Market Man just cranking it out. So, Emma, thank you so much. It was really nice to meet you. She was out there, like, greeting people when they started to go in.
That's awesome.
She's the COO. Busting her ass yesterday, man. All right. Big Jim's house. See you soon. Million miles away, that's a close call. Almost 20,000 miles an hour. Thank you, Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, for stopping it and splitting it in half so it wouldn't take us out.
I know. They were up there working so hard, we didn't even know what was happening.
Right. That's the beauty of the whole movie Armageddon. The rest of the world doesn't know what they've done when they go up on the military space shuttles with the Russian. And if you've never seen Armageddon, today's the day since we had the asteroid going by. If there's one day to sit down and watch Armageddon, this is it. It's got everything you need. Steve Buscemi is a crazy guy.
I love him. He's my favorite.
The crazy Russian guy who takes a wrench to beat the thing up to make it work. I'm not going to die on this space station. Absolutely. Billy Bob Thornton. American flags. Coffee cups being dropped that break in slow motion.
Oh, that was
which
great.
Is mandatory in every action flick.
True.
You have to drop your coffee cup and it breaks in slow motion. Liv Tyler.
Yes. Which, you have to have the beautiful girl.
Right.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hi there, it's Big Jim.
And Aaron B.
Now, if you missed something from the Big Jim's House morning show, it's easy. You can go to our daily podcast. We'll even send it to you.
Just text the keyword house to 248-398-WCSX.
This hour of Classic Rock brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part.
We're going to have words for your mother, and we have to discuss something my wife did. My wife did something yesterday that was horrible. We'll get into it. Battle of the Burbs. Thursday, we play around 8:20, so we'll get folks...
Around 8:10, and we still have those great Bob Seger prize packs up for grabs, including that Against the Wind vinyl.
The remastered one from the 40th anniversary. Don't forget, next Wednesday is Seger DeMille. Of course, we'll be playing Bob Seger music all morning and celebrating Bob's 75th birthday here at CSX. Okay, real quick, it's Mother's Day. If you haven't submitted your mom We had a little technical glitch, so be patient. It'll be up and running today. But you can text us. The keyword is...
Mom, and we want to see a photo of your mom, and then you need to tell us why she's amazing.
Yeah, the little part where you put the photo in wasn't working. But it's working now.
Oh, okay.
So we're good to go. We got
it
that.
It happens.
Yeah, it'll get up and running today.
Ghost in the machine.
So, Kathy...
Why, yeah, I want to know why your wife did something awful.
Come home yesterday, and she did the worst thing ever.
What?
She made a handmade Mother's Day card for her mom.
Why is that bad?
Because it raises the bar for the rest of us. Now, we all have to make handmade.
Oh, it's not like you don't have the time to do it.
Okay.
I think that's brilliant. Kathy, good on you.
What does she do?
What?
What does she do?
Who?
My wife. What does she do for a living? What does she make?
She's crafty.
Ah, she's an artist.
Yeah.
What do you think our cards are going to look like?
It doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts. I don't care if you take a piece of gum and stick a flower on it and give it to me. I'm referring to my children.
Okay.
It's the thought that counts. Of course, I'm gonna throw it away when you're not looking.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's the thought that counts.
So we just do anything. Well, what if I thought about going to Amazon and buying a Mother's Day card to send to my mom? That counts.
No, it does. You know what? I'll be lucky if I get anything for Mother's Day for my children. Seriously.
Come on.
No, they forget my birthday and everything.
Come on. We're had a good show today. Don't.
No, I get a phone call.
Can I talk to your kids? Get your crap together and get your mom a Mother's Day card. There. Done.
Thank you.
If you don't get your mom a Mother's Day card this year, you suck. I'm sorry. Just saying to any kid out there. If you don't get your mom a Mother's Day card this year, you suck.
Pretty much.
Step your game up. All right. We're back tomorrow. Erin's going to go out and complain about her grass again.
Probably.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.